A new program at the Nevada Air National Guard Base is giving Washoe County students a new STEM learning experience. KUNR's Jose Davila IV has more on Starbase High Sierra.
Here in the fire station on the base near Reno Tahoe International Airport, a class of Desert Heights Elementary School fifth graders are getting up close and personal with all kinds of large, bright red fire trucks. Emilia Naranjo is one of those students. I asked her what she thought about her visit to the fire station on our way back to the program's dedicated classrooms.
It was cool. I like the color red. And the fire trucks were really big. So, like, it was very interesting to see them.
By the end of the program, Naranjo and her classmates will have met firefighters, pilots, and emergency management specialists. Each class of fifth graders comes to the base one day a week for 5 weeks through the program. Tiffany Young is the Starbase program director. She says that these opportunities are only a part of the entire learning experience for students at the base.
We have students that come from schools to our Nevada Air Guard National Base. They have hands-on experiments, they can learn about STEM careers, and they have an opportunity to have a field trip within a field trip.
At the fire station, students were able to ask firefighters about their jobs and even walk through the cabs of two different fire trucks. Field trips like the one to the fire station allow students to explore new career possibilities, especially for low-income students from schools like Desert Heights. 100% of students at Desert Heights are eligible for free and reduced lunch. Students also conduct hands-on experiments during their days on the base. These range from learning computer-aided design to coding small Lego robots. Program leaders say the 5-week program allows the class to develop multiple science and mathematics skills. Furthermore, STEM education early in students' careers can accelerate future skill building in other topic areas like reading and problem solving later on. Even though the first class of fifth graders visited the base in August, this is the official opening ceremony for the program and its new building. Glenn Duncan Elementary School students were the first to complete the program, and their principal, Ryan Smith, is here to celebrate. He says his students enjoyed their experience.
They would just be so excited because all the learning was hands-on. They got to participate in experiments, collaborate with each other. They got a chance to bond with their teachers.
Smith says many Duncan students rarely leave their neighborhoods, and their classes at the base were the first field trips they had been on since the pandemic hit. 15 Washoe County School District schools have sent students to the program so far. And this program is actually one of 66 throughout the country. The Department of Defense supervises these Starbase programs, but they're hosted by various local military installations. Andra Berry, Adjutant General of the Nevada National Guard, says teaching students valuable STEM skills not only helps their academic success, but also boosts America's national security by building a skilled, diverse workforce.
If you can do science, technology, engineering, and math, it catapults you, it accelerates you, it gives you a better understanding of the world and the workforce we need today. And even in the military, when you have those capabilities, it helps further your ability to integrate and help us to win our nation's wars.
Berry and Young say they are looking to extend the program to middle and high school students to continue fostering STEM growth and interest in the future. Jose Davila IV, KUNR News.
Jose Davila IV is a core member for Report for America, an initiative of the Ground Truth Project.